welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and India's fatality rate stands at 2.82%, one of the lowest in the world as per the Health Ministry. 73% of the COVID-19 deaths in India are people with comorbidities. Total confirmed cases in India have now risen to 1,98,706. We are almost heading towards 2 lakh. The death toll from the outbreak in India stands at 5,598. And ICMR, that is the Indian Council of Medical Research, has said that over 39,66,000 samples were tested for COVID-19 till this morning. And of these, 1,28,868 were tested in the last 24 hours. So we are seeing an increased capacity in per day testing. Confirmed COVID cases in Maharashtra have crossed the 70,000 mark. But the good thing is India's recovery rate is around 48%. But if you talk about Maharashtra, in Mumbai alone, the number has crossed the 40,000 mark in terms of reported infection. Over 1,400 more people testing positive for coronavirus in one day as per BMC. Tamil Nadu has over 23,400 cases. It is followed by Delhi with reported infections of over 20,800 and Gujarat with around 17,200 reported cases so far. India is up on the 7th position in the global list of worst impacted countries. We have over 97,500 active cases. So we are also in that sense in the top 10. We are now in unlock 1 till June 30th. We are also seeing that ICMR has said that instead of the word community transmission, we need to understand that the extent of the spread of the disease. We are far from the peak is what ICMR has said, and our measures to curtail the disease are effective. India has been very good in the reduction in terms of fatalities or mortalities. Health Ministry has also said that we have asked all states to analyze the trajectory of the cases in their respective states. So therefore, if a state thinks that it needs to set up temporary COVID-19 care centers, then it must do that. So it is on the states now. We heard Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal yesterday saying that Delhi's borders will be sealed for a week. He also said barber shops and saloons will be allowed to open. But during a televised address a short while back today, Chief Minister also launched a mobile application and put out a helpline number to make it easier for COVID patients to find beds. He said, and I quote, "If denied beds for COVID-19 patients, people may call at the helpline number 1031. The Special Secretary of Health will ensure availability." Indian drug regulator Central Drugs Standard Control Organization on June 1st granted conditional approval to Gilead Sciences to make its experimental drug Remdesivir as per a report by Money Control. Also today we got an important update on the coronavirus pandemic that lockdown implementation was faulty, was treated as a law and order problem is what COVID-19 task force has said. A statement issued by the task force comprising the Indian Association of Epidemiologists, the Indian Public Health Association and the Indian Association of Preventive and Social Medicine said that the number of coronavirus cases could have been lower if the migrant laborers were allowed to return to their natives when the virus had not spread so much. Basically, they meant before the 25th March lockdown, if they were allowed to go back to their places, then this chaos wouldn't have happened now and the spread wouldn't increase, because we are seeing numbers go up in quite a few places after these returnees were tested positive. As many as 13 people have tested positive for COVID-19 at Delhi Lieutenant Governor Anil Baijal's office as per ANI. Also, we heard Prime Minister Modi speak today at the CII Annual Summit. He said, "Re-strengthening our economy amid the novel coronavirus pandemic is one of our highest priorities. For this, the government has taken immediate decisions. We have also taken decisions which will help the country in the long run." Also, we are seeing that ride-hailing firms like Ola and Uber stare at a post-COVID-19 challenge to get people back. But read the detailed analysis on the Money Control website. Also, local stores are showing faster sales recovery than organized retail is what reports are telling us. Apart from that, Infosys chairman Nandan Nilekani, in an interview with ET Now, has cautioned that contact tracing applications being used amid the pandemic run the risk of increasing government power and must be rolled back once normalcy returns, is what he has said. Some of the other states, Assam has now crossed the 1400 mark. We had seen in the last few days the numbers increase in Assam. Assam reached the mark with 124 people, including 30 air travelers from Kuwait, testing positive for the disease yesterday, as per the health minister. Also, reports are suggesting that airlines have opened bookings for foreign destinations. Airlines have started accepting bookings, even though the government hasn't given a confirmation, not yet. A cursory look at the website of airlines, including that of IndiGo, SpiceJet, GoAir and Vistara, shows each of them is letting customers book tickets for international destinations. This includes Singapore, Bangkok, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. With that, let's move on to the global updates. The global death toll due to the COVID-19 pandemic has crossed the 3.75 lakh mark, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Total confirmed cases of the infection across the world have risen to 62.8 lakh. A Wuhan doctor who worked with the coronavirus whistleblower died of the virus last week, state media reported today, becoming China's first COVID-19 fatality in weeks. The doctor was being treated for COVID-19 and allied issues for more than 4 months. He happens to be the sixth doctor from Wuhan Central Hospital to have died from the virus, which emerged in the central Chinese city late last year. China also is being accused of delaying releasing coronavirus info, frustrating WHO. So basically, throughout January, the World Health Organization publicly praised China for what it said was a speedy response to the new coronavirus and thanked the Chinese government for sharing the genetic map of the virus immediately. Also, Iran has recorded its second highest number of new coronavirus cases since its outbreak began, with over 3,100 people in the country testing positive for the virus in 1 day. According to the latest health ministry report, we are also hearing the number of daily new infections in Iran has now returned to the levels previously seen at the peak of its outbreak in March. Let's come to Congo. A fresh outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus has flared up in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country that was already fighting with the world's largest measles epidemic apart from COVID-19 pandemic. Congo's Ministry of Health has informed that 6 Ebola cases have been detected in Vangata so far. Of these, 4 have died, while 2 are alive and under care. Following a news today of the first Rohingya refugee to die of COVID-19 in Bangladesh, the country has reported around 2,900 new cases, the most they have reported in a single day. This was out of over 12,700 samples that were tested. This takes the number of total confirmed infections in the country to over 52,400. A couple of days ago, Abu Dhabi announced that they would be closing their borders for a week starting today. Indonesia has cancelled the Hajj pilgrimage this year for the people of the world's largest Muslim majority nation due to concerns over the coronavirus, the religious affairs minister has informed today. Japan's government has said that it has approved saliva-based tests for COVID-19, offering a safer, simpler way to diagnose infection than nasal swabs, as it looks to boost its testing rates. The United Kingdom's COVID-19 death toll came closer to the 50,000 mark today, according to a tally by Reuters. The policy of air bridges is also meant to come in power to enable people from other countries who have achieved lower level of coronavirus infection to come to Britain. Basically, the quarantine facility will require all international arrivals to self-isolate for 14 days. This goes into effect from June 8th, as per the Interior Minister Preeti Patel. But in the UK, critics have taken aim at the government's 14-day quarantine rule, calling them ridiculous. Tens of thousands of new arrivals to the UK will be able to go food shopping, change accommodation and use public transport from airports during a 14-day quarantine imposed to prevent a second wave of coronavirus infections under draft plans to be laid before the Parliament. The rules still being finalised and due to be published on Tuesday before coming into effect next week. have prompted cross-party concerns about the potentially limited impact on public health amid warnings of the severe damage that could be caused to travel and the aviation industry. Also, Russia is looking to roll out first approved COVID-19 drug next week. Russian hospitals can begin given the antiviral drug, which is registered under the name Eviflavir, to patients from June 11th, is what we are getting from the reports. He said that, you know, the head of Russia's RDIF Sovereign Wealth Fund told Reuters, and he said that company behind the drug would manufacture enough to treat around 60,000 people a month. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan cited economic losses and the liability of his government to continue cash handouts to the poor on such large scale to justify lifting a coronavirus lockdown despite rising infections and deaths. In a televised address today, Khan said that Pakistan could not afford to match the losses incurred during the coronavirus lockdown, as many other countries had done, adding that if people do take care, they can live with the virus. And we are also getting it from the studies that physical distancing of 2 meters or more can prevent person-to-person transmission of COVID-19. This is a comprehensive review that was published in Lancet Journal. The study has also found that face mask and eye protection may decrease the risk of infection too. Also, the systemic review of existing evidence was commissioned by the WHO, is what the researchers are saying. And something that we are seeing in the US, but not only in the US, people around the world have joined protests to condemn the killing of George Floyd. So in some cities in the US, the protest even turned violent. But protests are not just limited to the US, as I said. There are protests in the UK, New Zealand, Australia and Japan, among other places, questioning police brutality, hate crimes and systemic racial discrimination. But these protests, you never know, might add to the infections in some of the hotspot areas. With that, something you would like to read on the Money Control website and app: only 30% of COVID-19 testing capacity is being utilized, is what the diagnostic chain Metropolis Healthcare has said. Money Control's Vishwanath Pillai writes that Amira Shah, managing director of Metropolis Healthcare, denied that cost has anything to do with the reluctance of government to utilize the testing capacity with private labs. Apart from that, looking at the lockdown impact, hassled students seek room rent waivers and want government to intervene. Money Control's M. Saraswati writes that across states, landlords have demanded rent during the lockdown. Those unable to pay have been evicted. So you can read these two detailed reports on the Money Control website. With that, we are wrapping up this edition, but let me quickly remind you about the Hello This Is podcast. Do tune into our latest exclusive podcast on a series, Hello This Is, where we talk to actor Sonu Sood, who has extended his hand to help the migrant workers during this difficult time. Also, we have celebrity chef Ranveer Barar talking about how luxury dining may evolve after the pandemic. And thanks for tuning in today. For all suggestions and feedbacks, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com.